This is TWiT.
By using Redirector, you can focus on your core application without getting into technologies like LSP or WFP. With a simple-to-control interface, you can intercept website traffic and network applications from any programming language. So where do you want to be in the next year and a half? Slaving away with the QA or launching your product? Make the right choice. Comodia's Redirector. Get your free 14-day trial now.
This is not a joke. That's an ad for Comodia.
It is a professionally produced, high-quality ad basically saying we're producing an SDK which will keep you from having to roll your own. And what happened was that among many other companies, if we believe them, 100 others, a company called Superfish said, well, we can barely get out of bed in the morning, so we're going to use the 14-day free trial that Comodia is making available, and we're going to wrap our product around that because, boy, that really sounds like it's like it will do the trick and save us all that time in, you know, independently developing that ourselves.
Can you explain what it did to,
Oh, yeah, we're going to get
good.
There.
All right, all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then along comes Lenovo, who, like so many companies today, is adding crap to their product. I mean, I'm having to, every time I update Flash, I've got to prevent Adobe from installing a trial version of Norton antivirus on my computer. It's like, turn that off. I don't want that. But unless I'm careful, I get it. And we've talked about all of the crapware, for lack of, which is probably the best term for it, which is being installed on stuff, retail things that we purchase.
Did you hear?
I've heard everything you've said about it.
What Renee Ritchie pointed out from the How To Geek. Remember, How To Geek did a great piece where they use CNET's download.com to download a file, and there were the top 10 loaded with stuff. But they just updated that piece to say, and by the way, two of the adware programs that you get by using download.com have Comodia in them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So this is everywhere.
So my take is that, first of all, it was going to come to light sooner or later. And Lenovo happens to be, as we know, they're now the number one PC producer, right? Or they were until last week. And they unfortunately chose to preload Superfish onto people's systems. And Superfish uses the Comodia SDK, the ad for which we just heard or saw, in order to pull this off. Now, first of all, the greater concern, the overriding concern, is that to some degree, this is a generic response to the same problem the NSA has been complaining about. That is, the NSA has been complaining about in general, law enforcement, the three-letter initial organizations, law enforcement generically has been increasingly upset that, as in their term, the problem of the internet going dark, because we are increasingly bringing up security. We've got efforts that'll be going online a few months from now from the EFS or EFF. Adding the technology to essentially make encryption free. It's traditionally not been free because you have had to purchase certificates of varying grades and quality and repute from certificate authorities. And in order to drop the friction of going to TLS to zero, the EFF is going to be doing this, we all encrypt effort to essentially automate with your server the process of getting and maintaining an SSL certificate. So even before that, there's been major efforts to move us to to security. Google, to their credit, has been pushing this and maybe overly pushing it, but still pushing it. And the whole HSTS, the HTTP, you know, HTTPS everywhere effort, and all of that. So,
as somebody said, 5 years of progress in securing your transactions out the window in one fell swoop.
So the point is that the internet is going dark, and law enforcement has been affected by this, but so too have other services which we have traditionally relied upon. For example, antiviral software is also doing this. Antiviral software is installing a certificate in our browsers in order to crack open our secure connections in order to do AV scanning inside of SSL tunnels.
I
sort of want to put this in context. We're going to talk about what an extra unbelievably awful job Comodia has done. But the overall view here is that things that we say we want, no one is saying they want visual discovery, which is the Superfish product, which was wrapped around or layered on top of Comodia's Comodia's odious HTTPS proxy. But I'm seeing HTTPS proxies now being installed by AV software because that's the way they're choosing to solve this problem in order to have visibility into the increasingly SSL, you know, TLS connections that browsers are making.
Yeah, but did not ask my antivirus to watch my SSL streams. Who, do you really want that?
That's the default.
But I didn't ask it to do that. Well, I don't use antivirus. But if I did, that's not what I want to look at. Why did they assume that I wanted to do that?
AV tools, as you know, for years have been filtering our internet connections, trying to catch this stuff before it gets into our computer. And so if we're saying, yes, we want you to monitor our use of the internet, we want you to block, you know, downloading things, we want you to see that something's coming in, you know, is bad, really on the fly before it has a chance of landing and being executed, that's what we're asking for. And so that's what these things are doing now.
So we are asking for that.
We really are, yes. I've found myself, I'm thinking, what was it I just done? It might have been Malwarebytes. I turned that off because I knew to turn it off, but it was on by default. And so this is the way this problem is being solved. Now,
is it possible to do this safely?
So let's talk about that. The jargon that we saw explode across the internet was man in the middle attack. And while it's technically true, the man that's in the middle is installed on your computer. So this really, if done correctly, and that's the key, it's unnerving that all of the certificates that you see when you look at websites are actually signed by your AV. And there is a tremendous responsibility on the AV product to do it correctly, because it is so much easier to do it incorrectly. And that's the path that Comodia took. And that's what's actually mostly upset security researchers. Because,
well,
for example,
there's also the larger issue of, yeah, Comodia is a man in the middle on your system, but it then passes it on to Lenovo or someone else, a third party. So it's acting as a man in the middle for somebody else. Presumably, your Norton is not doing that.
What's okay? So it, the reason everyone's sort of trying to gloss over this is it is complicated. So what any of these things do is they put a certificate on, you know, in your OS. Now, we should note, this is also what corporations are all doing now,
sure,
because, again, they have no choice. Their network's users are traffic is, if not, probably mostly today, but probably all in some not too distant future, going to be over secure connections. The corporate IT guys were becoming increasingly blind to what their own corporate IT traffic was. They want border AV. In order to do border AV today in 2015, you need to crack open SSL connections. And sadly, there's no next level of encryption unless you do something special. That is to say, unfortunately, credit card information and usernames and passwords are being protected by SSL. I don't want to put a plug in here for Squirrel, but of course, Squirrel doesn't even need SSL to be secure. SSL is optional in Squirrel because its own security is so strong, it doesn't rely on that. So Squirrel, you know, using a different authentication system than just usernames and passwords and trusting the SSL encryption does protect you from this. But within a corporate environment, you probably have a certificate. And in fact, you know, I've had the SSL, can't remember what I called it, page on GRC now for quite some time, for a year or so. When I realized this was going on, SSL fingerprinting. When I realized this was going on, I created a page to allow people to see whether anything was intercepting their certificates. Yep, there it is, fingerprints. Because GRC has a view of unfiltered certificates, the actual certificates from the sites, and if yours doesn't look the same because a fingerprint cannot be forged, then something is interfering with yours. So nobody behind an AV system which is changing their certs will see the same fingerprint. Nobody using one of these Lenovo laptops, or unfortunately any of these other 100 products, whatever they are, that is using Comodia, is going to see the same certificate. Okay, so we want to believe that corporate AV proxies are doing a good job. We want to believe that AV, that is the AV products we purchase and now probably pay an annual license fee, are doing a good job. Microsoft has a privileged position in Windows in that they don't have to do this in order to provide real-time internet connectivity filtering, and their stuff does this. The problem is they're always a little bit behind the curve. It takes them a few months to, like, you know, add awareness to this. And I did hear just today that they've added awareness for Superfish to whatever, you know, brand of AV they're now offering. So that was a pretty quick response. And fast response is what they're trying to do with their solution. Okay, so what did Comodia do wrong? It's okay. There, it's sort of hard to know where to start. The first thing they did wrong. Okay, so to understand the architecture, in order for these to function, your browser must have the public key of the certificate authority. That's the way the CA system works. So there is a. So when we talk about the root CA store in any of our operating systems, Windows, Android, Mac, doesn't matter, iOS, the root CA store, those are all of the public keys belonging to the certificate authorities who have signed the certificates of remote servers. So when the remote server sets up a connection with us, they've signed the certificate with their private key that they protect. I mean, that's the crown jewels of any of our certificate authorities. They absolutely protect it to their death. And in fact, they protect it so much now that the certificate isn't signed with their root. It's signed with a sub CA because they don't even want to expose their actual root certificate to even their own signing process. They're so obsessed with security. Nothing gets their private key. So all we have is the public keys. But as we know, that allows us to verify the signature. That allows the web browser to verify the signature on the certificate for that site that we have received. So if you're going to do an HTTPS proxy, if you're going to crack open SSL TLS connections in order to see in them for whatever reason, in the case of corporate IT, to filter the intranet's traffic before it gets to you in order to look for malware. In the case of AV, which you have installed on your machine, that AV tool installed a certificate in your root CA store because they are going to, the only way this works to intercept, they're going to spoof the certificate from the remote website. There, when they see you wanting to create a connection, an SSL connection, they intercept that attempt, manufacture a certificate on the fly, which they sign with their private key. And this is the big weakness of all of these systems. That private key, which is never supposed to leave the depths of a real certificate authority, it must exist in that proxy in order to sign, to create spoofed remote server certificates, SSL TLS certificates on the fly. Now, a good implementation of a proxy will create a unique public key to put in your browser, that is to put in your root CA store. It'll create a unique key pair, a public key and a private key every single time. The worst thing that Comodia has done is to reuse the same private key throughout their entire product suite.
So not only is it visible on your machine, but everybody's is the same.
Yes. And the password that protects their private key that's in the Superfish software installed on Lenovo laptops and 100 other software products is Comodia. It took Robert Graham 3 hours of poking at this thing.
It's a great story, by the way. Read his blog post about how he found the password. It's great.
Yep, yep.
He says, I used ghetto tools.
Exactly. So basically, he's just said, okay, maybe the simplest dumb thing will work.
And it did.
Yeah.
Now, what is the password purpose of the password as opposed to the key?
The purpose of the password is supposed to be supposed to have the password in order to decrypt the certificate's private key on the fly.
Okay.
So
that's why you want to use the same one for every machine. Simplifies.
Well,
the code.
Not only the same password, that would be bad enough.
The same key.
The same key.
The private key.
What does this mean? This means, this is like the Death Star scenario. This means everybody who has any version of the Commodia-based software, 100 companies, including Fortune 100 companies, we don't know, you know, they're doing parental control software. Again, these companies do not roll their own. They say, you're right. We saw the ad on YouTube. We want to save ourselves 18 months of painful cross-platform, cross-browser, cross-everything development. We'll take the 15-day free trial, get the SDK, fire it up. Oh, look how easy it is. Drop it in. Off we go. We don't have to do all that. And every one of these products based on this has installed the same public key in the root certificate store on all these platforms, so that it's very much like the Hong Kong Post Office problem, except this is worse because at least the Hong Kong Post Office's private key is hopefully unknown. In this case, the private key, it took Rob Graham 3 hours, 180 minutes of just sort of trying stuff, and he now has it. In fact, it's on Pastebin. Everyone now has it. There's a link to it in the show notes. All of our listeners,
in case you want it,
now have it, in case you'd like it. And this allows you to do anything you want on any of those machines. You can now create your own certificates for websites, which all of those machines will trust.